You know, it's not every day that an owner from Great Britain is involved in North American harness racing, or for that matter, harness racing at all. Usually when we think about racing over the pond, we tend to think of the thoroughbred variety. But Tom Hill is on the other end of our line. He is the owner of Art Colony. And Tom, a long-distance welcome to Trot Radio.
Thanks very much, Norm. Nice to speak to you.
How did you get the harness racing bug? Again, as I said in the preamble, one would think that that a Brit would be far more interested in thoroughbreds.
Well, we've had harness horses for 50 years. I mean, I was only a boy. My dad had them before me. He raced horses at the Meadowlands, a horse called Shoot Hill. He raced there. And we also sent our horses to Canada about in the late 70s from England. A lot of horses, a horse called Noble Hill. My dad had him. He raced. He had three or four horses race in Ontario going back in the late 70s.
That is amazing. Now, just some overall questions about racing in Britain, harness racing, obviously. Is it all done on turf?
Not all. Most of it's turf. We have a couple of what we call hard tracks, similar kind of tracks to yours, but obviously a lot smaller. And obviously it's only done more of an amateurist way. It's more of a, you know, like your fair tracks. I would say there's more of a comparison.
How is the game growing over there? Obviously, it's got some a big shadow looming over it in terms of the thoroughbred game, but how is it coming along over there?
Well, it's very tough over here at the moment. We don't have, obviously, slot money, and we don't have off-track wagering. We have bookmakers. And to be honest, I've sort of got out of it more and more because one time I thought maybe it would make it, but it's just going to be a sport done on a novelty, well, not novelty, but an amateurist way.
Yeah, a niche and, kind of thing.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I decided, well, if I want to race properly, let's go where the proper tracks are. And that's why I moved, you know, my thoughts across the Duckburn.
How did the owner-trainer relationship with Casey Coleman come about?
Well, I was at Woodbine, and it was a sale, I think it was the open sale there a few years back, maybe 6 years, 7 years ago now, 6 years. And I bought a couple of yearlings, and I said to Casey, I'd never met Casey before, I just said, Casey, would you train them for me? She said, if you get any, Tom, give me a call. So I called her, and she took the horses. And to be honest, they weren't an awful lot. They didn't really turn out much. And then I had another horse to have on another trainer, and he told me, he didn't tell me the truth about it, and I gave it to Casey, and Casey told me in 48 hours, this horse is no good. So after that, I had a lot of respect for her, and she tried to help me whatever she could.
Well, yeah, she certainly has merited a lot of respect, as witnessed by her three O'Brien Awards. You own Art Colony. You paid $157,000 for that individual. You and Casey picked it out. Now retired, stands in his first year at stud. Right now he's down under in Australia, correct?
Yeah, he's doing very well. He's got a lot of horses, getting, a lot of mares getting booked to him.
Good.
And he's standing in, at Windbank in Ontario the spring of this year.
Yeah, I was just going to...
2011.
I wanted to ask, why did you choose to stand Art Colony here in Ontario?
Because of the Ontario program is unbelievable. I mean, I went to the sales at Harrisburg and I bought four yearlings. I wanted to buy an Ontario one because obviously we had Western Silk as well, which, you know, she won over $1 million in Ontario. So, you know, I was looking to try it. Well, we own half of her with Casey. And I was hoping to try and, you know, get a good Ontario. Like Lucky Man, we've got any good Ontario horse. But I couldn't find anything in Harrisburg that, when I compared them to the American bred ones, to me, you know, the program was better, but the individuals weren't as well bred in the Ontario. Which, I'm trying to put that right myself because I've got six well-bred mares in Ontario that I'll be using my own horse when he comes back to cover those mares and hopefully be able to raise some what I consider good bred Ontario horses.
You are bringing back Western Silk, who you mentioned just a moment ago, to race at age four, and on behalf of a lot of people on this industry, in this industry, we thank you for that because you're keeping one of the stars on the track. Some say that some horses have a hard time moving from their three-year-old competition to open. What are your thoughts on how Western Silk will compete?
Well, to be honest, what you said is very, very true. It's difficult for a four-year-old to take on the open class horses. But she's an exceptional filly, and, you know, if she gets the proper trip, there's no horse she can't pace by. She trained with Lucky Man, who's based in 49s, an open horse. And, you know, when she stepped outside of him, he couldn't hold it. She was just too fast.
She did win 11 out of 15 races at age three. That is remarkable. Never missed a check. $1.1 million. Put on a show. 12 of 16. $70,000 more than you, and missed only one check. Before the Breeders' Crown, you said that you thought you had the best filly in the world, and you thought that from the time she began training, she beat all the top fillies, like Put on a Show in the Fan Hanover, and she was sick for that race. Now, Put on a Show,
Well, where I screwed up, it wasn't Casey's fault, it was my fault. We went to the Jugette because it was my birthday. I was 60 years of age while I was across there, and I wanted to, I had some friends come over, I wanted to go to the Jugette. We win the Jugette, but I think taking it to the Jugette cost us the Breeders' Crown. The filly wasn't over the two heats. We didn't have a long enough spell in between to recover. In the final, she was better than she was in the elimination. I mean, she came off the eight hole. She was four lengths down entering the stretch, and she got beat a length at the wire, you know, from the eight hole. Had we have given her, she'd had an extra month between races, I'm sure she would have won the Breeders' Crown. I still believe she's the best filly in the world. I don't withdraw that. I still think she is.
Well, you'll get your chance next year, obviously, to extract some vengeance, to race against Put on a Show, and the mare will likely win her second straight age pacing mare O'Brien in Dreamfare Eternal. What are your thoughts on lining up against these mares week in and week out?
Well, you know, you've got to, everyone's got to step up from three to four, no matter whether you're a colt or a filly. It's going to be very tough. Dreamfare Eternal's an exceptional mare. I mean, you couldn't say she wasn't, but I think Silk is as well. And I think, you know, if she can adapt to just to getting a bit stronger, being a bit older, I think she's got a shot with any of them.
I wanted to ask you, as somebody who is obviously passionate about harness racing but has to watch it largely from afar, now I know we live in an internet age, it makes it a little bit closer, brings it a little bit closer, you can't just hop over the pond every 2 days. How do you keep that fire burning from so far away?
Well, I actually go on the internet, and I go on to that Racing Day channel, I think you call it, Racing Dashboard, and you can watch any race anywhere in North America, a touch of a button, whether it be in the Meadowlands or it be at Mohawk or Woodbine or Georgian or anywhere. So I sort of watch that, but the only problem is we are 5 hours in front of you. So when I'm watching my horses race, sometimes it can be 4 o'clock in the morning. And my wife goes mad.
You're not the only one who has angered his wife due to his love of harness racing. So
no, I'm sure
join the fraternity. It's been a real pleasure talking to you. Continued success with all of your crops and stock. And look forward to seeing you in the winner's circle of a Breeders' Crown event next year, perhaps.
Well, we're going to try. Thank you very much. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Tom. Bye-bye now.
God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.